They've entertained thousands as the leading ladies in shows like My Fair Lady, Miss Saigon and Evita. Now, Kerry Ellis, Joanna Ampeel and Rhea Jones are sharing a stage for the first time, billed as West End Women. They're at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre tomorrow night. They've been talking to Aibí Philbin Bowman, who's with me in studio now. What is happening at this show, West End Women? What will people get, Aibí?
It's essentially a greatest hits concert from West End musicals. And I asked them, how did you pick these songs? And they went, pretty much it's the songs from the shows that we've done. So it was fairly straightforward.
And they've done all the big ones.
They have done a lot of the big ones, yeah. They also do have a male singer. All the music will be live. The male singer is called Rory Taylor. He was the runner-up to play Jesus in the ITV Talent Search Superstar. And, of course, the winner of that show, Ben Forster, is actually going to be in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre soon enough as Buddy the Elf in Elf the Musical alongside Love Hates Aibí McGinnity.
All right, tell me a little bit more about the three performers then that are performing tomorrow night, Kerry Ellis, Joanna Ampeel and Rhea Jones.
Well, they've all had very big West End careers, but the nature of the West End is that the show is kind of the star. People typically go to see a show, you know, they want to see Les Mis, they want to see Wicked. They don't necessarily look through the cast list unless it's somebody with another reputation like, you know, Jason Donovan or Daniel Radcliffe. So Kerry Ellis, possibly the best known, she's released albums with the Queen guitarist Brian May, and she was actually in the original cast of the Queen musical We Will Rock You, written with Ben Elton. She won big plaudits for her role as Elphaba, the Wicked Witch in the show Wicked, which she then used transferred to Broadway, which she played for 6 months. Joanna Ampeel is an actor from the Philippines, and at age 17 she got her big break in the role of Kim in Miss Saigon, and she's also played roles in Avenue Q, Les Miserables, Aladdin and The Sound of Music. And finally then Rhea Jones, who was the youngest person ever to play Eva Perón in Evita, aged just 19. She's also since played roles in Chess, Cats, 42nd Street and many others, and travelled all over the world.
All right, you asked them about favourite roles?
I did, yeah. I asked them specifically. I said, which role that you've played have you personally resonated with the most? And this was Rhea Jones's answer. This is what she picked.
For me, it was Eva Perón in Evita, because it was a real test as an actress and a singer and a dancer. And it's such a powerful piece. I was 19 when I did it, so I sort of was a bit too young then to really appreciate the role. At 19, no, I was just thrilled to get the role, to sing Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. And it was almost, I was more worried, I guess, about the vocal side of it rather than actually knowing more and about Eva Perón. And obviously, I've since then got quite a lot older. And I think in my mid-30s, I would have loved to have revisited the role. Too old now, but in my mid-30s would have been a perfect time to play her. It's just a bit too young to really appreciate it and understand her as a character. But then I guess then I had no fear and I just went ahead and did it, whereas now I'd have too many fears and doubts and worries and insecurities. I'd be a nightmare.
Rhea Jones there talking about the role of Eva Perón in Evita. I suppose Aibí Philbin Bowman talking to Rhea Jones, Joanna Ampeel and Kerry Ellis, the West End women who will be performing at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre tomorrow night. It's hardly surprising, Aibí, that she would have chosen a role that was so important in her own career. What about Kerry Ellis and Joanna Ampeel? How did they fare?
This is the interesting thing, is I asked them all, which one did you personally resonate with? And they all told me the role that had been most important in their career in terms of the breakthrough role of Evita. Joanna Ampeel, that her breakthrough role was Kim in Miss Saigon, and for Kerry Ellis it was the role of Elphaba in Wicked. And they hadn't really focused on the personal, and again I sort of pushed Kerry Ellis on this because I'd looked into Wicked and I said, are you aware of the allegorical thing, the fact that a lot of people see this as an allegory for, say, growing up gay and finding your nature is different to that which is expected from you? And she avoided the question. Here's her answer to that role and why it was so important to her.
I guess Wicked is the big one for me because it was such an iconic show, great point in my life, and took me to Broadway. And yes, in Wicked you do have the expectation, because people do come along to see, mainly you kind of scream that note at the end of Act One. However, the show itself is so powerful because of the story and the dialogue between the two witches, their friendship, their journey. It's just such a fantastic show to play the transformation of a witch is, you know, you don't get to run around and cast spells and fly every day.
Oh, yes. I do.
Do you? Yeah. Amazing.
Carrie Ellis there talking about the role that she played in Wicked. Yeah, I can see that obviously, again, it resonates with her because of where it brought her in her career. Although she did touch on a little bit at the end about the joy of getting to do things as a witch that you can't do otherwise.
True, indeed. But what I found interesting is that they all focused on the externals, sort of the seeing the high notes, etc., not so much on the character. And I suppose I realised that the notion most of us have of acting is we think of someone going, what's the motivation? What's my character doing in this scene? Which, if you're a film or TV actor, is fine because you're doing a scene for 3 hours or 3 days and then it's over. But these women have to go through an entire person's life cycle in 3 hours every night, 8 nights a week, possibly for 2 or 3 years. I mean, one case in point, it's kind of interesting about these three women. They have all played the same role, which is Fantine in Les Misérables, in the same theatre, which is the Palace Theatre in London, where that show ran from 1985 until 2004. And it didn't stop in 2004. It just moved to the Queen's Theatre, where it is still running a decade later. So because the shows go on for so long, if you went through the life cycle of Fantine, who goes from being this great beauty to, you know, losing it, being left by her lover and then being a single mother and then having to go to prostitution, you know, if you went through that emotional journey 8 times a week for 2 years, most of us wouldn't last a month. So the acting, of course they focus on the external, they focus on the singing and the dancing, and so they don't seem to me to reflect so much on the characters, because you would just go mad if you did that. And then when we got on to things like, you know, things going wrong, they were much more open to that. So for example, I asked, what's your worst story of things going wrong on stage? And this were Ria and Joanne's answer to these stories. Joanna?
For me, it was The Witches of Eastwick, and we're supposed to fly and we didn't. Of course, we hadn't rehearsed what we would do if we didn't fly. And we were all saying our lines, and I knew we were all thinking, please, one of us, don't pretend to fly. Please, one. And next minute, one of the girls got up on a chair and started to flap her arms, started to flap. And I finished me. That was it. That was it. End of. After laughing, I think I placed myself on the sofa on the stage and just sat there. Exactly. And the audience love it, I think, they're in on it.
It breaks the monotony, doesn't it?
Yeah. What about you, Joe?
Mine was horrifying because I forgot to enter in a scene. I forgot a scene because I was so jet-lagged. I was asleep in my dressing room. So I forgot the entire scene.
Which scene?
It was Peter's Denial. So the guy who was playing Peter sang the entire song by himself and sang even my lines. But he did enjoy it. Because, you know, he took the stage. I mean, he was on his own and he was the star of that scene. So he loved it.
Ria Jones and Joanna Ampeel on the challenges of live theatre and when it all goes wrong. Did they talk about favourite songs?
Yes, and this is something where they all agreed, actually. As I mentioned just there, they did all play this role of Fantine in Les Misérables, and they've never got to... she has a song, I Dreamed a Dream, which is a solo, obviously, and they all sang it as solos originally. But because they're doing this show, they're all singing it together.
Would they ever have been in competition with each other for specific roles? You were saying, is it Ria Jones is a lot older than the other two women?
She's a few years older.
She'd be in a different casting category.
At one point, Carey Ellis referred to them all as girl, and she said, "Oh, I love you for that. Thanks for, you know, mentioning us as girls." But they I think they would have been cast in different roles. I'm sure they've probably been on auditions together. But I feel like the West End is probably big enough, and there are enough leading lady roles, and they seem to have a genuine camaraderie and really get on together and be really happy to be doing this show together. And again, as I said, when I asked them to pick a favourite song, firstly they all agreed that this was the one, and secondly they agreed because they got to sing it together. This is what they had to say.
You know, I love I Dreamed a Dream. I love the feeling that I got from it.
I think for me it would have to be I Dreamed a Dream, just because we do get to do it together, and it's such a beautiful arrangement done by Craig Adams, and it's just nice to share that song. We would usually all sing it solo, so it's lovely to sing it together.
Yeah, I agree. I Dreamed a Dream. It's special. We've only just learnt it a couple of days ago, and it's lovely. It's really lovely.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Used and wasted.
That might whet the appetite. Joanna Ampeel, Kerry Ellis and Rhea Jones, also known as West End Women. They're on tomorrow evening at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin. Obviously, they'll be singing that version of that song from Les Mis, A.B. Philbin Bowman. What other songs will people be hearing tomorrow? It is a greatest hits scenario.
Absolutely. Things like Defying Gravity from Wicked. One of the ones they said they were really looking forward to, actually, Rhea Jones said she gets to sing the male part in Miss Saigon. She would never have got to sing this normally, but because Joanna Ampeel needs someone to sing it, she's singing the male part. And Joanna Ampeel promised she would not lock her in the dressing room or forget to come on in the dressing room, as we heard happened earlier.
All right, that's it. Joanna Ampeel, Kerry Ellis and Rhea Jones, West End Women, performing tomorrow night at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre and talking this evening for us to A.B. Philbin Bowman. Tickets and further details go to boardgoshenergytheatre.ie.